Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Late last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission had begun investigations of 10 major banks over the process of setting prices for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium in the London market. The banks under scrutiny are Bank of Nova Scotia, Barclays PLC, Credit Suisse Group AG, Deutsche Bank AG, Goldman Sachs Group Inc., HSBC Holdings PLC, JP Morgan Chase & Co., Societe Generale SA, Standard Bank Group Limited, and UBS AG. After this announcement, the Swiss Competition Commission, WICO, said it was looking into possible manipulation by Swiss banks in the precious metals markets. The Justice Department is looking into criminal activity, while the CFTC has opened a civil investigation. Many researchers, including me, have written about the extensive history of central banks manipulating gold prices over the decades. In the U.S., for instance, declassified government documents released so far have all confirmed that the federal government has conspired with other governments and major private banks to manipulate gold prices right from the 1930s up into the 1980s. Historically, government currencies were valued in relation to gold. So it should not surprise anyone that the government would try to influence the relative prices. In the U.S., for instance, the Treasury Department's Exchange Stabilization Fund was established as part of the 1934 Gold Reserve Act. The ESF was explicitly authorized to use its funds to stabilize the exchange value of the dollar versus gold. This authority was never revoked. In fact, a law enacted in 1970 directed the Secretary of the Treasury to use ESF assets, with the approval of the President, to, quote, deal in gold, foreign exchange, and other instruments of credit and securities, unquote. These newest investigations follow similar scrutiny last year in Europe. The British government fined Barclays Bank more than $40 million for one incident of gold price manipulation. The Swiss regulator, FINMA, said it found, quote, serious misconduct, unquote, among precious metals traders at UBS involving a silver fix order of one client. But if you think that the researchers who claim that central banks and major private banks were manipulating the precious metals markets are finally going to be proven right, think again. Be sure to tune in Friday for the rest of this commentary. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.